Hello and welcome to the One of a Kind You podcast. This is a podcast where we explore the transformative journey of healing from within. I'm your host, Kim Keen, a certified life coach and holistic healer, and I'm here to share my personal healing journey and provide a supportive space for yours. Whether you're dealing with childhood trauma, emotional wounds, or seeking a path to holistic well-being, you're not alone. Join me each week as we dive into stories, strategies, and insights that will help you feel more connected, empowered, and ready to embrace your own healing journey. Let's walk this path together, one step at a time, and welcome to my community.
Have you heard this advice before? Just show up, share your story, send the DMs, go live on Instagram. Does the idea of going live and showing up make your heart race and your palms sweat and you get that knot in the pit of your stomach? Today I'm going to share why I never say just show up. It's because I know it's not a procrastination problem. Trust me, the desire is there. So many women say that they are so tired of feeling like they're playing small and they're ready to make the impact that they're put on this earth to do and fulfill that purpose. It's because it doesn't really get to the real reason why you're not showing up and what's really causing the freeze. And I'm going to give you a hint. The real reason women are freezing has nothing to do with business strategy. And here's how I know. I've been stuck in the freeze more times than I'd like to admit. And my clients feel this too. And really what it is, it's never about the right camera or the right script or the right template. It's the belief about showing up that keeps us stuck in the freeze.
Trying to help me get past the freeze, my coach decided to try an NLP exercise with me. She set up two chairs. This chair is where I was. This chair is where I wanted to be. And she asked me, what do you need to do to get from where you are to where you want to be? All I had to do was to let go of this chair to get to the other. Logically, I understood. My brain knew exactly what I needed to do. Inside, though, I wanted to cling to this chair for dear life and figure out how I could reach this chair without actually letting go of where I was. Because my nervous system was screaming, hell no, at the thought of me actually showing up and being seen. And so the leap from where I was to where I wanted to be meant exposure, risk, danger. And my coach suggesting to just take the leap, it was telling me all I had to do was to let go. But it skipped right over the trauma I had around being visible. I had a lifetime of proof that being seen wasn't safe. And so the freeze became my safety blanket.
And here's why the freeze becomes our go-to response. It meets our primary emotional needs at a very high level. So we have four primary needs. The first one is certainty. Another word for certainty would be safety, comfort, and control. We also, as much as we need certainty, we also need uncertainty, which is variety or stimulation. And then we also want to feel significance, knowing that we matter and knowing that we're important. And then the last primary need is love and connection. And these go together. Connection is safer than love because love requires vulnerability. But when we're stuck in the freeze, it's meeting these needs at a very high level. When we're in the freeze, we actually feel like we're in control because we don't have to show up. We don't have to be vulnerable. We don't have to expose ourselves. And there's no risk. It allows us to have that safety that we're looking for. The uncertainty is that we don't know when we're going to freeze or what's going to cause us to freeze. And we often freeze because there's too much uncertainty around showing up. We don't know if someone's going to criticize the way that we look. We don't know if they're going to criticize what we say. We don't know if they're going to criticize what we're wearing, where we're recording, anything, the sound of our voice, the shape of our nose. And so showing up actually creates too much uncertainty. Then there's the other piece, significance. Oftentimes when we're showing up, it's because we want to make an impact in this world. We want to feel like we're actually not playing small. And so when we show up, if we can actually get past the freeze and allow ourselves to show up, no one watches our videos or looks at our content, or if they do, they have negative feedback. It makes us feel like we don't matter. It makes us feel like we're unimportant. And then the last part of the emotional needs and how the freeze meets it is that we look for connection with others. So when we're showing up, we want the connection with the people from our content. We want subscribers. We want likes. We want shares. We want comments. We want to see them heart our content. And so when we show up, if we can actually get past the freeze and we don't get that, then we don't feel like we're connecting with our audience. We don't feel like we're connecting with the impact that we so desperately want to support. And so all of these things are what fuel the freeze, because we will do whatever it takes to get these four values met, and that includes violating our values. And so oftentimes people live in one of two camps. They either live in the certainty camp or they live in the significance camp. And that's because growing up, we often have childhood trauma or experiences that feel unsafe, and they're known as adverse childhood experiences. And so if we grew up and life felt like there was no safety, no comfort, no control, everything just felt so uncertain, we will live in that certainty camp. Now, if we grew up and we felt like we didn't matter because maybe our parent picked a drug addiction over us, maybe our parent remarried and we didn't like our step parent, maybe our parent worked all the time and they weren't home for us, so we feel like we felt like we weren't important or we didn't matter, or maybe you wanted to go out for the sports team and you were picked over someone else, or maybe you were excluded from something with friends. There are so many different things that happened in our childhood that we attach a meaning around them. And so we felt like life was too out of control, or like we weren't important enough and we didn't matter. And so now as adults, we will overvalue one of these. So thank you so much for tuning in today to listen to another episode of One of a Kind You. If you would be so kind to leave a review, I'd be so appreciative. I take the time to read all the reviews to ensure that this podcast continues to be a place of support and guidance and a resource that's valuable and helpful. And if this episode was helpful, please feel free to share it with a friend. The more, the merrier.